know.
Bro, I was trying to find it. Right. So where did she come from, Cheryl? I was trying to have a quick look, but I couldn't. Was it Google or was it Yahoo? It was Google, right? She worked for Clinton, right? Or she worked for Clinton's fucking either Secretary of State or fucking the Secretary of the Treasury or something. She came from real form, right? No?
Yeah, I don't know where she was before.
She's not the Yahoo wifey. I don't know why. I thought, who was the wifey from Yahoo?
Cheryl worked for McKinsey and Company, then for Lawrence Summers, and then for the United States Secretary of Treasury under Bill Clinton.
She was one of Clinton's crossbows back in the day.
Then she later joined Google in 2001.
Right, but wait, she mustn't have been there for long because she's been at Facebook for fucking ages now.
Yeah, I think in late 2007 she joined Facebook.
That would probably be right. I thought it was Yahoo, but it was like Google. I will say this about Zuckerberg. He can pay talent to come to the org credit. I hate the cunt, but credit where credit's due. I mean, he paid the money, he got the people, and she is. Did I see her do the congressional hearing, Brian? Right. Was it last year or the year before? Something. She.
I don't know.
She spoke eloquently, mate. I'm sure she did the hearing on memories. It was Instagram, the kids.
Super savvy, dude. You just listen to her talk. She's crazy, management consultant, super hyper intelligent and polished and exudes leadership qualities, right? Very emotionally aware. What I'm describing here is that Zuckerberg's the stem, and then you can't have that in both. If you have a STEM person, I'm making, there's varying degrees of this, right? But if you your attic thing is kind of also makes a lot of sense too, because if all you do is concentrate on how to build something, then basically you're not really concentrating on whether or not you should build it or how to manage leadership.
Yeah, and if you compare that to or compare her to Vijaya Gadde. I mean, I know Vijaya Gadde was only the head of legal and compliance and everything else. But literally jacked, because she was the kind of public face, right? She did the Joe Rogan podcast, etc. It was one of the worst decisions. I mean, this is the reason that Jack had to sell. Not that Jack really should have owned Twitter in the first place, by the way. He stole it, which we all know about. I've tweeted 100 times about this. But think about it. Vijaya Gadde helped bring down the org and is compounding the damage now. Cheryl's never really done that. If you look at the fact, Brian, you obviously know, I have to see it. Jack Dorsey, cleverest businessman in the world. Pretty good thief as well, by the way.
My wife used to work for Ev. He's rad, dude. The other founder of Twitter, Ev, he's super cool. He's a really nice guy. Really smart.
But they didn't design Twitter. They stole Twitter from Noah, right?
Yeah. But Ev was
Brian, everything's documented. It's factual. Twitter was stolen from your man, Noah. Simple fact of life, it was. Regardless of what
it was, probably an autist dev who didn't know how to control the organization.
Not Jack, who couldn't code shit or do fucking shit, but was just a sorter, was the biggest thief and fucking prick in history. I mean, it's at least Eduardo on that, got paid, right? Or Zooks, even the Winklevoss or whatever you want to call them twins, at least they got paid, right? Fucking Noah got fuck all, right, basically. There's a whole, if anyone knows anything what I'm talking about, if you want to talk about the creation of Twitter and you didn't know who Noah is, then you're not even in the conversation. You've got to go and do a lot of research and figure out, all right, okay, this is where, like, okay. Fair play, though. Jack saw it and went, oh, we might be able to, like, use. I mean, isn't it great, the people that can code or create versus the people who can see an idea and create it, like, take it from a theory to an execution level, Brian?
Yeah. It takes a weird person to be able to be, like, a CEO, especially if you're talking about a product company. You have to, like, basically understand what can be done, what can't be done, what, how do you sequence things in a certain particular timeline. Have enough empathy for the users can do it. Have enough business savvy that you know that people are going to want to buy it, and then be able to manage both product and the business side of things. It's a little bit of insanity.
Brian, this is going to be the biggest problem with this new Juno fucking endeavor that's going on.
Juno's dead, bro.
No,
I don't know why we're still talking about it.
I'm just going to say it now. I mean, there's a lot of people that's like pinning their like thing on like, okay, the only original like community chain, which has gone off, but it's quite a similar tale at the minute. There's a couple of stories we could have about that.
Yeah, there's not enough Cosmosm devs. Like we scraped them all. There's like 300-400 projects in totality. We just did another scrape for a potential client, and it just was like, yeah, we need you to put a list together of the top 500 projects of Cosmosm projects. And I'm like, there isn't. Like, there's just not easy. Enough projects. Like,
yeah. I'm screaming at Neutron on the 15-minute chart to fucking fund a fucking Cosmosm team. So just for people in this room to know, like, I'm fucking constantly and nearly every day in fucking Soy's DM saying he is gonna fund a fucking Cosmosm team.
Soy hasn't been whispering sweet nothings into your ear about what's coming.
Well, I don't want to speak out of turn, you know, but like, okay. I mean, it's recorded, Red Eye, you know.
Yep. I see the flashing red light.
I'm just saying, you got a hot mic, by the way. I'm just saying it's recorded, and I'm just saying that, like, you see, the thing is, WASM development cannot continue the way it is. Anyone who is like under the mindset that they're happy for the status quo to continue is retarded. Sorry, like, if the future of WASM, right? Oh, look who's in the room, Queen B. Oh, darling, you didn't even have to request. I know you requested because you can't be a core, but you can be a speaker. But my God, talk about red carpet, aye? When your woman joins the chat, we shut the fuck up. Aye, and we pay homage. That's all I'm saying. However, I will say this cannot be left in the hands of Confio, regardless of like it's this is just so wrong on so many levels that we are so dependent. No, wait, hear me out. Oh, sorry. Oh, is that B-Bands? B-Bands, GM.
GM, listen, real quick, you were saying something about the status quo continuing when I first popped in the space. What are you talking about, real quick? And then I'll let you get back to what you were saying.
About the Cosmosm, about Confio having this stranglehold, this like monopoly on Cosmosm development. And I mean, I know I made a tongue-in-cheek comment the other day in the group chat about, you know, Confio and their latest post, or Simon Waters' latest post. But, you know, he basically made a post where he said 4 years of development, it's taken for 2 lines of code. And I'm like, you need a better press officer. But, like, you know, they're paying, you know, people hundreds of thousands of fucking dollars for this a year, and it's not our job, B-Bands. Like, when do we stop wiping the arse of these fucking or APs, these old age pensioners, and when do we wake up a little bit, like? So yeah, that's why Neutron Grants Program should plow. Where's Cosmosm? Right, okay. One question. Where's Cosmosm development coming from, guys? Because Luna put a prop up to stop the funding, Terra, how long ago? Where's the money coming from, guys? Have Juno got a couple of mil to pour into WASM development? A secret? Got a couple of mil to pour into... I'm asking an honest question.
No. And also, most of them probably aren't running the latest WASM engine either.
Well, go and look at every on-chain config or prop for the last fucking 2-3 years. Ethan's already had a golden handshake payment through the WACHASM fucking grant in 2021. How many receipts are we going to have to provide until we get, like, this is like, guys, listen, there's a massive fucking JS movement right now. And it's like kind of like becoming very evident that the JS movement versus WASM movement is going to become very prominent in crypto in the next few years. And I'm a pleb, and even I can understand this shit, right? Listen to the interview with Will Chen the other week. WASM is going to need development. It is amazing. There's so many WASM developers, but you just kind of bring them over, right? If people didn't know, are Googling shit. It's happening. There is a bit of a migration, but not as quick as what we need them. And other good devs that we've got are getting fucking hired away by other projects, and like their name is still on a pro. I'm not going to mention anyone by name. Intelligent people in the room should know who I'm talking about. But like they've been on other people's like fucking, you know, HR fucking profiles, has been a full-time employee for a long, long time. Like something needs to give. Confio's not the answer. Simon Water's not the answer, right? Constant fucking props. And then you cannot blackmail a fucking entire, you can't blackmail blockchain. There we go. What you do is when you're saying, we'll go on strike if you don't fund us, no WASM development. Dudes, come on. Is this what, 1917 and the Russian Revolution? I really want to bring
that up, man. WASM development is too expensive and too complicated, dude.
Well, it is. We're going to touch on the expense. Brian's nailed it. The expense is massive. Now, Tank is on the Juno thing. Juno's been core part of it. Or the Juno chain has been a great facilitator of Cosmosm. I want to bring him in, but Red Eye, you've got the floor, bro.
Yeah, one of the things I was just thinking is like when we're looking at this development, you know, I don't know what's came with the latest versions of WASM that were that they're looking for development or like future versions. But until, you know, your previous versions are highly utilized in the areas where it is, it seems like it's a bit overkill. Like I would be curious, one, how many chains are actually using the latest version of Cosmosm, and two, like, do they notice a discernible improvement in their developer experience, in the ability for them to unlock particular utility?
Are you talking like project feedback? Wait a minute. I would have thought for WASM development, there was like a Discord group or a Discord channel, whatever, for like feedback on this guy. Are you saying that from the WASM development side that there's no like upstream?
Not that I know of. I know each chain has their own, you know, like collection of WASM developers. But as far as I know, like I think as far as I know, there is no like interchain WASM development group where like anybody who's looking to become a smart contract developer can join, and you know they've got kind of this ability to see what everyone's doing. Like, you know, I contribute a secret. I know there's a pretty big secret network developer community. And I was actually going to ask Brian, which ecosystems in the Cosmos have the most active developer community? Because, you know, I'm biased. I only really see secret heavily. I'm curious. Like my first thoughts would be Neutron and be like Neutron, Kujira, and Osmosis would be kind of
right.
At the top.
Okay. Controversial, massive.
Say and Injective, but they're both moving to EVM.
No, so, but they're both coming on DAO. And we tweeted this out the other day, right?
But they're both putting an EVM layer on top, both of them.
Yeah, well, they're
because
not going to be
more devs.
Yeah. They're not going to be. So they're not going to be
scalping from each other.
So they're not going to be DAO enabled through WASM, though. That's what you're saying.
No, they're going to have both.
No. They're not. They're not. They're going to be. No. They're not the EVM level. It's going to be connected through interchain accounts, right?
I don't know to that level. I'm not as hip on DAO. But what I know, talking from the ecosystem people, is like there's not enough devs, so we have to go to EVM, and then it's going to like rapidly open. Just, you know, very similar to how Kava did. Like there was a war after some kind of like, you know, say stuff kind of fell apart, and there was a BD person there, a couple BD people that made some promises they couldn't keep. Nibiru and Injective started scalping all of their projects, and there's like a war between these projects, but there's just not enough. Like Injective, Nibiru, Say, all very well funded, able to build, and while Neutron's like the most public one out there, like these guys, like they're grinding for projects, like on every single one. I've talked to these guys, and they're very active, and so I guess
have you seen our tweets in the last 7 days about Neutron? No, we've just like we've been tweeting for 7 days exactly what you're saying right now. Like,
yeah, I'm living it, bro, because I talk to these ecosystem people, and they're like, can you bring me more projects? And I'm like, you got them all. Like, this is all in existence.
I want to make something. I say disclosure DAOs here as well, but I want to make something very clear. Oh, shit, I've got 30% on the battery. Will I run inside? Will I run inside the house? I'm going to make something really clear here. I'm going to give a massive controversial take, right? If you want it there. And Tank's here. He's on the Juno Council. Right, I'm plugged in. I'm on 1%. Here we go. There are... Brian, you'll have to mute some. Sorry, mate. We can hear your keys. Yeah. Cheers, bro. Right. Not only our DAO members, RackFM, like core DAO members, are reaching out, like DMing me, Robo, and saying, right, what about this? Like, do we need to be thinking about contingencies, right? Other projects are reaching out to RackFM now, questioning the validity of continuing with their legacy DAO on Juno. Now, I'm going to make this very clear, because Tank's here, and I want this to be resonated within the community. Right now, we've got a DAO that has got an unbelievable legacy. If we had to ditch that and move to a completely new like DAO on Neutron, we'd lose a lot of like our previous, like say blockchain credibility. All right. If you want to talk about ZK creds, et cetera, like we've built up like, oh, you can trust this DAO. They've executed, or, you know, they've done the work, they've proved, they've looked after communities like Reclip DAO, like Beefback, whatever. But I'm telling you now, I'm getting hammered right now, right? With people saying, fuck, we're on a Juno legacy DAO. Do you think we should start afresh, anew on Neutron, and then just create a Juno cross-chain account and then manage? So I want to bring Tank in here, because actually I feel a little bit of a cheat by not bringing this up in public, but we've been heading to this with our comments, if anyone's been paying attention, and like I'm going to be really honest, Mr. Fox is down there. IBC Mafia, great friend of the show of mine. He's a brother from another mother. And I will say, he brought it up last week. And then what happened? Next minute, I get a fucking message off Finn. Reed, what's a worst case scenario? So I'm going to ask Tank this question very clearly. Tank, understand. So I don't know if it's a question or a statement. Understand that RackFM now are getting hammered from, like, you know, not just internally, but other DAOs about being paranoid about being a legacy DAO on Juno, and about mitigating the risk and about what can be done. Do you know why I would have this like little bit of like trepidation, Tank, right now or not?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've seen a couple of your posts, and I think I saw a couple of the responses in regards to your posts. About, you know, the worry about being there. I don't know. I think it's always good to be honest with you in any situation, not just if you're a Juno legacy. I mean, I think in any organization, I don't want to call it a business, but any organization, I think it's smart to hedge against any other potential internal risk, like, you know, direct risk of what you're trying to do. So in that regards, like, I'm on board with what you're saying, like, right? Like, hedge against it. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. You know, anything could happen. It's not just, you know, that can happen to any fucking chain. Like, anything can explode at any given moment. Some are way better than others. I'm not going to even try to FUD that, obviously, or more stable, I should say, than others into where you want, you know, want to deploy things. But yeah, I mean, I could get it. I get it.
Tank, it's more about the authorizing DAO as opposed to the cross-chain accounts. So just for everyone in the audience, quickly, if you've been following, Reclip DAO, right, is, listen, Juno could stop now. Reclip DAO keeps going. Why? Because it was an original base-like DAO created on Juno. Juno was created as a cross-chain account. I have to be honest, Tank, right now, having Juno as the base DAO doesn't make intelligence if you're really going to create like a big project. I mean, we can fuck around. We can close our DAO and we can move. But like, it's not about us. It's about what comes next and the people that come after us that I'm concerned about. And I think right now that if you, anyone, was to create a base DAO on Juno, you're a fucking idiot. You're also an idiot for creating a base DAO on Osmosis, by the way, for the very fact that they've never fucking actually activated a lot of shit. And you're going to find that you've got like massive limitations. Like, I didn't understand like why people are going to be like, oh, good DAOs, but they're limited. But like, Sunny did that. Let's not have that convo. It's another one for another day. You know, I'm not going to shit on Sunny. We like him. But what I will say, Tank, is let's say Rack FM is new, right? We're new to this game, blah, blah, blah. And we're coming to this. Dude, I ain't creating no base pair and DAO on Juno right now, Tank. And that's what worries me. If I think that, then I know other people should like I like.
Well, let me ask you something. What is your big concern about creating it on Juno? Just the capabilities of doing certain things, or just the fear of like
how many times has the chain been halted?
A few times. Well, how many times has it been halted?
No. The question is how many times has the chain been halted? Like
twice, three times? I don't know. That's a good question. I can't even remember.
How many times has Stargaze on Neutron been halted?
I don't know.
Well, Osmosis technically halts for every day, no?
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. But I mean, Osmosis, when they did the shitty pool code, when the fucking, you know, copy-pasted someone's code, Osmosis went down. Like, guys, you know, this is really true what I'm talking about. If you're going to have the parent, you don't want to be 8 years old. And your parent fucking dies of fucking lung cancer and leaves you in an orphanage. This is the concept. And we've got Disclosure DAO. Now, listen, he's not here to talk about his project, but he has got DAO in his name, so he's probably listening. I just want to say hello. I hate leaving people in the room, like, you know, ignoring them for like a long time. Disclosure DAO, mate, we're on fire today. We're mouthing right off.
I would say, though, if you're in the Cosmos ecosystem, and you want stability in that regards, like, you need to find a way to put DAOs on the Cosmos Hub, right? Like, how many times has the Cosmos Hub gone down?
Yeah. See, I tell you what, Tank. You fucking get it. See, he gets it. Imagine if, it's something that can't happen now, but in hindsight, it would have been great. Imagine every parent DAO through the Hub was enabled. I mean, Jay Kwan, you didn't want Wasm enabled. Hey, what a cunt you look like right now.
But the recent proposal that passed, though, kind of opens the door for that, right? Like, wasn't it a signaling? So it's not like a legit, but if it starts following up where you have permission, Cosm Wasm on the Hub, like, could that not be a reality where you actually put a DAO?
But again, yes, you're on the money, but the horse has already bolted from the stables because, like, that means that, like, why would we need, like, Juno as a parent DAO? Like, everyone's going to have to quit. Like, literally, I've been trying to do cross-chain fucking smart contract shit this week, that year's lot, unless you're an introvert, are not going to know what I'm talking about. And it just doesn't happen. And it's because everything that we must do, regardless of what we're doing where, needs Juno. That's the top and bottom.
Yeah, and again, you know, why. I'll be honest. Like, you know, for me, and I've pressed this question many times before, like, and I'm not going to even pretend to have the total answers to this. But, you know, I've asked the charter, I've asked the community as well. Sorry if it's loud. I'm in the mining warehouse. But, you know, I've asked many people, like, what is Juno? And to this day, like, the most I can get out of and the most that I pretty much come to is, like, it's the experimental place to launch your thing, right, and figure out and break things and whatnot. But, like, it's not in what you're saying, like, in that regards, I agree. It's not the place that where if you have, like, full concept, everything's flushed out, you want stability, you want this, that, you don't want those things probably on Juno. Like, you probably want to figure it out, break it, and then fucking go somewhere else that's, for right now, I mean, I hope nobody comes out to Woodworks and tries to crucify me for being honest about it. For right now, Juno's probably not that place to be, right? To go full-fledged D-gen, fucking balls to the wall. I'm deploying my shit here and, like, you know, fuck it. Like, but it is the place for anybody permissionlessly to figure out what the fuck you're doing and like, iron out those kinks and shit like that. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's still, in that regards, like, when you're building shit and trying to figure things out, where are you going to go do that? Like, you're going to go fuck around on a place that you can go fuck around cost effectively, cheaply, and without as many restrictions as possible. That's Juno. You're going to go fucking figure that shit out there. I'm not saying that's the good place where you're going to go deploy your fucking project forever, but you're going to go fuck around there, right? Like, that's the place to figure shit out. So, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
So, Tank, what you're saying is basically Juno could be neutrons like Kusama to fucking polka dot, right?
I've for the longest time without saying it, but I'll say it right now. Like, I've been viewing Juno as that. Like, yeah, like ours are, what they call it before in Polkadot, their canary chain that kind of turned into something.
Yeah, Kusama. 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 Yeah. Listen, there's only two alternatives, right, for Juno. Like, dude, with the best in prod. Like, the thing is, like, testnet's never in prod, is it? So, like, imagine the smell. But I have to, I mean, I never thought I was going to say these words. Like, the things that I'm saying and have said today, I didn't expect to say it. I will say, though, compare Juno to Neutron and tell me where the value prop lies within Juno. And the VC convo is a non-entity. It's a misnomer at this point. Because regardless of the VC shit, it's been run impeccably. And the previous backing is like, go on, Red Eye, because I just keep talking.
Well, I was going to say, to Tank's point, I think that there's a lot of experiments and, you know, chances that people are willing to take on Juno versus Neutron, mostly because, like, say, Neutron has a relatively clean slate, nothing crazy or controversial, like incredibly controversial has happened, and so, like, you're gonna do something like kind of wild. I don't think you would opt to do it there. I would imagine you probably opt to do it on like Terra 2 or Juno or some
exactly, yeah. Exactly. The cosm was an enabled chain. This is what's really weird is that, like, the cosm was a chains could actually form a cartel amongst themselves. Brian, mate, go on.
Yeah, sorry. One question. Who has the budget to hire CosmWasm developers and run experiments? Like, I don't know of any project that has the budget to, like, run experiments. So,
Do you know TFL thought about? So I found this out. I'm not going to say where from. I can't. TFL actually looked at the prop of funding a CosmWasm team. This is Terra 2, Postor Kwan, you know, Chris Armani in charge, blah, blah, blah. They actually looked at the numbers, right, of going through the whole thing, that, you know, HR, the whole blah, blah, Brian, you know what I mean? And it just wasn't theoretically possible. So, you know, they endorsed the grant. But, like, it wasn't that long before the grant was, like, rescinded. I mean, the CosmWasm rescinding of the grant, I think, was quite, like, a statement. even though it was overlooked in many quarters. Now, Neutron, we've talked here, Soy's in the room, right? We're not mugs here. Listen, not only are they like unbelievably well positioned, like Brian said, you kind of hire these people. Like a good Cosmosm team is probably going to take about a 10 mil investment. But like, you know, what is the long-term like benefit? I mean, Brian, am I right? It's probably going to take you about less, 10 mil in all
inclusive. Unless you need like two or three devs that are like 200K a year to run a team. And it takes you about 6 to 9 months to build anything of like of worth. So, I mean, if you do the math on that, and you're either going to be dead or alive in 6 to 9 months. So at a minimum, you're talking 300 to 400K to run an experiment. Like, and when you get like a 100K grant, that just isn't enough money to run these experiments. So you have to get VC backing. So that's my math.
Do you know what? You need to add Adderall. You need to add Adderall into the math as well to keep the cunts awake. Only joking.
That's not too far away from the truth, to be honest.
I know it isn't. Talk to Sam. Talk to Sam in the Bahamas. Soy, we've been having a fucking mad crack tonight. It's been an unbelievably good show. We've had people leave, come back. Anyway, you obviously heard like the bullish like outlook on Neutron. There's kind of neon like bearish on Neutron. But we also believe that probably there's not a better opportunity for you guys to like really start to lead the pack, Soy. I think, I have to be honest, I think people like me in that proper old school hats are like looking at you guys now thinking, take the reins, mate. Take the fucking reins. You understand, Soy?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think I missed a lot of the earlier chat, so I'll have to try and listen back later. But yeah, just I find this all this kind of stuff about Juno and test nets and all this kind of stuff quite interesting, so I thought I'd pop up and have a word. I mean, like, Elijah, if you speak to Elijah, who was like the main guy behind Duality, bringing Duality over, he has this sort of theory about what he calls slow track and fast track. So like on the slow track, like you have like your sort of your major dApps that are, you know, heavily funded and stuff like this, like Mars V2, and then a couple other things that are sort of coming up. And then like on sort of the fast track, you've got, you know, like small grants to small projects, and we're seeing this like really sort of blossom on Neutron at the moment. And to be honest, I think this is kind of like, you know, a counterpoint to this whole idea about, you know, deploy yourself on Juno, because we're actually seeing it happen on Neutron. And there's good reasons for that. You know, like no matter how sort of small a team you are, no matter how sort of like experimental project you've got, you know, people need to eat, right? And so there has to be some element of funding, and people are getting that from NGP, right? And like I said, it sort of we are seeing this now. You know, you've got NFA Zone, Isaac, all this kind of experimental stuff. Like so one of the guys from Quasar built this thing called Prudent Pots. It's all just like sort of experimental stuff. And then what you're going to find is that these teams come to hackathons like Awesome Wasms at the end of this month. We got like a 5-day hackathon there, and it's like this. Like I say, this sort of fast track that Elijah talks about. You know, give people what they need to build quickly, you know, give them support, you know, introduce them to other builders on the platform. And so like like over the weekend you saw like Isaac integrated NFA Zone, so now you can use a Telegram bot to trade shit coins, right? And like this is never going to change the world, but you know, it's something that people can iterate on. It gives some people to do, you know, it's a bit of fun on the network and stuff, and I think this is like the theory behind what Juno wants to see on Juno. But the reason it's not happening is because it's actually better to do that on Neutron.
Bro, did you see the... I know you did because I tagged you. The tweet about funding the Polytone Explorer. Even though it's like, what are you talking about, Polytone Explorer? I was like, oh, sorry, bro. Like, dude, right now, in regards to like Explorer shit and that, right? And seeing shit on chain like live, there's fucking nothing for these cross-chain fucking accounts, right? You to adapt a Polytone.
Are you talking about
like Noah? Just DM Noah and say, could you build this? And he'll build it overnight. Well,
there is a smart contract explorer called Celatone, and that's live on Neutron. It's not on Juno, but it's I think it's only on Osmosis and
Neutron. No, I'm talking about the proxy accounts. So like So, like, you know, like Juno, our DAO's on Juno. You know, we've only got proxy accounts, and the proxy transactions are the problem in like real time. So, dude, listen, no, if you go and look at our tags today, like, Noah's like, oh, they're looking for someone to build this. Hint, hint. I mean, I was just like, ah, he's there. He knows it. Like, I was in the Discord with him the other day, like, bro, I'm telling you. So, I want Tank to know this. He's coarse now. He's got his hand up. I'm going to bring Tank in here. I'm trying to have a convo with Finn right now. Why we didn't just close Rack FM down and move over and start afresh on Neutron before we get too big. And before we get too, like, productive and everything else. I mean, it's going to be a hardship, and we'd have to do a lot of work and transfer treasury NFTs and blah, blah, blah. But, like, literally, when I've got Finn, the least technical person on earth who doesn't care about losing his entire life, and he's DMing me and said, should we be worried about this DAO being on Juno as a parent, like, you know? And shout out Mr. Fox. He did start the convo last week. IBC Mafia down there, but we're not only ones that have had this convo. Four major DAOs in the last fucking week have reached out to us and said, should we be moving away from Juno? Now, you deal with that information what you like. We're still trying to process it and think what we can do to mitigate issues. But Tank, you've got the mic.
No, first off, what's up, sorry. What Brian was saying, I first want to start off and say, I'm right there with him on a lot of that stuff. Like, on a lot of that stuff.
Who was being Ryan? Did you call him Ryan there?
Ryan. Anyway, sorry. I'm in the warehouse, so it might be a little bit loud. Just to go back to Soy's point, right, and your point. Actually, let me just say, because we were talking about this earlier, we were saying find a way to get DAOs on the Cosmos Hub. Where you do if you're doing it on Neutron, right? Like, you have this security that Neutron has because of the hub and all this other stuff. So, like, in that regard, it's like, I'll make it easy for you. I think it's a smarter move to do it. Like, I'm not going to lie. I think that would be, for sustainability's sake and for that argument, I think that would be, for anybody asking, would probably be the smartest choice. Like I was saying earlier, Juno's the place to innovate, to figure shit out and break things and whatnot, right? Like, the biggest, and to Soy's point, the biggest example recently that just happened was with the Hopper guys. Look, like, those guys figured all kinds of shit out, didn't get any kind of love from the prior leadership, if you want to call that. That Juno had, and look where they are now, right? They're rebuilding shit after figuring out on a more stable ground, right? Like, they're building on dirt and clay instead of fucking sand in that regards, right? And so, like, that's a great example of, like, you know, I don't know, like, yeah, there's, I agree with Soy, like, right, that you, when you're looking for funding, when you're looking for stability, when you're looking for stuff like that, or I agree with both the gentlemen, actually, you know, there's you probably want to go over there. But if you want to try to figure some shit out, there are some synergies, right? Like, there are, and I don't look at Juno and Neutron as, like, battle it out, like, we're fighting to actually capture places. Hell, we don't even know as a group, and I'm being completely honest, how to pitch our identity. I think of it as a place to come and break shit, figure yourself out and whatnot. And then, you know, maybe you got to decide if you're going to go to a better stable ground to deploy. But, like, you know, I'm just one part of the fucking cogs or in the big machine. So, yeah, I just wanted to say, I kind of agree with a lot of the shit you guys are saying.
I get that, Tank. And to be honest, like, with respect, it's an old argument. Hopers launched on Juno because Neutron didn't exist at the time. And you're right that they didn't get support from Juno. There's a whole backstory about that, about what did get supported by Juno and stuff like this. And I think realistically, like, you sort of miss your chance there, because now, like I said, like, Neutron does exist and there is support for these builders. And so, yeah, like I was very supportive of the Hopers thing, because for me, they're like an example of the kind of team that you want building on your network. They got kind of turned down by, you know, sort of like the insiders for funding, and then went ahead and built an entire DEX and built a community themselves anyway. And I had, like, loads of time for that. So, you know, when people ask me, like, should we be back in Hopers, I'm like, look, like, they've got a record of shipping, you know, without funding, without handouts. And for me, like, they're the kind of team that you want to see, you know, building and experimenting on your network. And that's hopefully what we're going to see pretty soon with their, what's it called now, Electron DEX. So, yeah, like, I get it, man. Like, I was in Juno. I was sort of, like, you know, part of that whole thing and believed in what was going on there. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. And all this stuff about VCs and this kind of thing and the community chain, for me, it's just nonsense. And obviously I'm biased, but, you know, if I was a builder, I would be building on Neutron before Juno. And I can't, as much as I would like to see it, I can't really see what the Juno USP is right now.
Yeah, I know, and I get that. I get that, bro. I get that. Totally fucking, I'm right there with you, bro.
So his lordship has just woke up, Finn. Shout out, Finn, by the way. But his mom's visiting. Like, we've all got to give an ooh when Finn's mom's visiting, no? Like, literally, you know what it's like when your mom comes here, you're cleaning, like, Finn's missus has been cleaning for like a week in advance. Every day he's been giving me an update. He's like, oh, okay, kitchen today, garage yesterday. Like, hilarious. Shout out, Finn. I hope you've all got the EP. Soy, did you mint your EP? Tank, did you mint your EP? Cunt faces.
I have not minted it yet, but I will. I'll do it today. I'll do it today when I get out of this fucking place.
Dude, wait till you hear the track. We're going to drop the stakers in the dough. Like, literally, you're going to get an exclusive with Finn featuring Sailor. Oh, my God. I cannot stop listening. I'm not shitting you. We're about to drop a track. You're going to need it as your ringtone. It's a that fucking catchy and good, like Finn and this bird called Sailor.
I can't recognize who you remind me of. Guys, does he not sound like Jar Jar Binks from fucking Star Wars? Use a gunna need a moi moi. Fucking dude, you sound like Jar Jar Binks, bro. That's what I was fucking thinking of this entire time. Son of a bitch.
Jesus. Oh my. Hey everyone, I was trying to read it. Tried to find to say hello a moment, but wasn't half a second of silence. I just want to say hello.
Is that Disclosure Dow? He's a good guy. This guy's a good friend. Is that Disclosure Dow? Hello, mate.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
How's it going? I hear you have some disappointments on the Cosmos chain, on how projects are going.
Dude, every project and every chain is on the fucking chopping block with Rack FM. Like we're the kind of place where you come to talk about what you want to come to talk about, because everywhere else you have to be politically correct.
You don't and have we're to. Not. I mean, you know what's important? You don't have to be, as long as there's no toxicity involved. You know, when people start, I spend every day in UFO spaces. So like there you can find some hosts that can manage the conversation, because you can also understand, you know, with UFO spaces, you have some wacky or so people all over the place. It's not a secret. So sometimes you have like very interesting stories and good hosts and disagreements, and sometimes you log in and then you hear someone screaming their lungs out and they're like, okay, next one. It's just impossible to hear. You don't have to be politically correct to have a good discussion, but you have to be, let's say, at least somewhat polite to your other people.
Dude, do you think crypto is becoming more and more of an attention economy rather than an asset-based economy or not?
Well, now, yes, with all of these friend tech, with all these points. Did you launch this, fantasy something thing? They're like, the more views you get engagement on Twitter, the more points you get. It's becoming, of course, attention economy. It's ridiculous. It's even now when you look at it. If you look at meme coins, right? So you have certain projects that actually, let's say, generate income, right? You have projects that have utility. But if we talk about meme coins, community-based things, it's a full attention economy, nothing else. And of course, you have these shitty ones that launch, and then they create some sort of this is a meme of a blue cat because it's on base. And they just create a name for that cat or whatnot. Then it dies within 2 hours, and then they rug it within 12 hours because, well, obviously no one can give a shit about 1 millionth meme that has no meaning or sentimental value to anyone, and everyone just takes their ROI and that's it. So, and then you have other ones that like still from the past, you have Pepe that's gonna, you know, still gonna do something. You have other ones. Was it Dogwood Hat performed well? Dogecoin performed well? But those ones have a foundation. But of course, there's a lot of attention economy here, especially this cycle. And I also don't really like how the cycle is evolving in general, because most performers here was what? Bitcoin, Solana, and some meme coins. And everything else is just rugging. It's just some absolute bullshit.
So if it would be, as you agreed, if it would be the era of being in an attention economy, then surely copy pasta shit is going to become like very evident, very obvious. Like everybody in the room, like should be like identify, like copy pasta. Like, dude, we've been putting up with this for fucking 2 years. You know, we make a phrase and cunts will copy it. You know, we're like, we do shit. People copy it. It's like people are admitting in public that they're copying our shit. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's getting embarrassing, bro.
Well, you have like Amazon's dog, Ansem's cat, Ansem's sister, Ansem's mom. And then some people launch these projects. Like these people who are launching these projects, they're idiots. But the bigger idiots who are buying it. And, you know, like, of course, you know, the fact that they're rugged, or let's say that they're obviously doing these just to scam people of their money, it's horrible. But you also, if you know that it's horrible and you play a game of musical chairs and you're running into a brick wall and you're like, oh, how is this happening? Like, dude, you're an idiot. The fact that you participate and put volume in this, you're just encouraging this shit behavior. And even though I think pump.fun is a cool website, personally, I think it's so cancerous to this bull cycle. It's like,
can I ask Bruce, comment on any comment for your man? I want to bring Bruce in. He's a perfect guy for this.
I like the latest comment with the pump.fun. I also think it's very like it's entertaining, right? But it is fucking cancerable. I was talking about this with Finn yesterday, like. The thing with the meme coins and these launch patch of meme coins, it started to become like a take the money from your friends kind of deal, right? And that's, yeah, it's not the best community vibe.
And you know what's the weirdest thing that also, and this is where it's upsetting me that we had to put the term meme coin to this, add into our, let's say, presentation or pitch of the whole project, because what we're doing is it's a movement thing, right? It's part of disclosure of UFOs, anyone is following. But we saw how many VCs are now even chasing the concept of a meme coin, that even in like Token 2049, what was in Dubai, it was like such a topic. Because, well, I mean, meme coin is maybe not what they're trying, or let's say the most accurate way, but coins that can rally a community behind it. And now they all called it meme coins. But I mean, what is a meme coin? Doge? Yeah, that is the purest form of a meme coin. It was like a Doge dog. The guy launched it as a joke. Like, he just said, I just forked Bitcoin and that's it. And then he there's an article where he says himself, I have so much fucking money and I think this is retarded. I think this should not have happened. This is wrong. Like, there was an interview from like God knows how many years ago where he was saying that. But now you have just people coming up with, oh my God, like I had discussions with some founders and I'm not going to name them specifically, or let's not necessarily founders. They never launched their project. We're talking with me in parallel because they saw that we are building a project that they also started, you know, ask some advice. And they're like, oh, dude, I don't understand. Why don't just people come in my channel? Why don't they just buy this? And I'm like, you just took some sort of, I don't know, character from a movie, slapped his face on a project. You have absolutely nothing behind it, like nothing. Just maybe idea that in the future we're going to build this or that every coin has already, right? And you call it a meme coin, and now you expect that people would really care about some movie character from 10 years ago, and you can call this a meme coin? Like, just be realistic. Like, all of these big explosive meme coins that you saw in the past, even the Pepe, right? It wasn't that just some guy made it and it exploded. There was big money behind it and big crypto people behind it. You don't just list on all main exchanges in a matter of, you know, weeks, and because it also costs millions of dollars, it needs so much connections. If I would want to list a coin, let's say, assuming we launch already in May and I would want to launch on Binance, the due diligence they would have to do on me and my project and my team and investors would take months. And that's still not a guarantee would be listed there.
Dude, I think fungible side of things. You know, the Neutron situation's pretty tight. While we've got him here, I would like to ask Soy. I mean, Soy, you know, the culture will never come until the NFTs are there. We've kind of like already had that benchmark. We know like for the last fucking what, 2.5 years? So yeah, I think one of the reasons like we're going to see Tier struggle is because of the lack of like, Neutron, it's not kind of like the chain you would expect like to bear fruit in regards to like the NFT world. Are there any plans? I mean, a core collection? Is there anything you can, any free alpha? Can we drag anything out here you couldn't?
I get the feeling like you might have caught a wind of something there, but
that's the only piece of the puzzle you're missing. Right.
Yeah, I mean, like in terms of like a platform, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. We do get a couple of like grant applications every now and again for NFTs, NFT platforms, and there was one recently that was quite interesting that you know potentially I think might get some support. I'm not directly involved with grants, so I don't know specifically, but you know I hear a few things and yeah, I think there might be something going on there. But at the same time, like you know, we want to work with Stargaze. We're kind of looking at doing some protocol own liquidity with Stargaze. I think you may find a couple of like sort of Neutron themed collections launching in the not too distant future. So definitely want to lean in more to NFTs. I mean, the thing about NFTs is like quickly.
Do you think you can differentiate a marketplace from a launch pad? I think you can. I actually think now that Stargaze becoming that central like marketplace, it doesn't matter where the launch pad, I mean, we've seen it with Mad Scientist, doesn't matter where the launch pad is. If the secondary like exists on there and there's that cross-chain, but like, dude, that's a fucking winner.
I'm not an NFT expert. I don't, you know, claim to be able to sort of see the future for NFTs. I understand that they're, you know, very important for community and also like as sort of a primitive for certain types of applications and projects that people want to build, like need to sort of lean on NFTs. So yeah, we'll definitely see some stuff happen around that with Neutron. I don't know exactly what that sort of future is going to look like right now.
Do you know what was always missing? Do you know what was always the missing piece with Juno and Dowdo? Was a native marketplace. I mean, we've talked about native DEXs being on Dowdo and blah, blah, blah. But like literally, you know, we minted a fuck ton of like NFTs and sent them up. But there was just nowhere like for people like unless you're on Dowdo, you're like there's nowhere for people to view them. Like, dude, and start the thing is because of the Cosmos kit shit and the other stuff, you know, you're still limited. I don't know. Neutron's got an opportunity to front run a bit of shit right now, Mike.
Well, I mean, the thing is, it's not Neutron's. The opportunity is there for builders to sort of you know take advantage of any gaps in the market. The big problem is like. You know, Stargaze is awesome. Everyone knows that. I don't really know anyone who's used Stargaze who doesn't like the platform. And so, you know, it's very difficult for any new platform to come in and actually try and sort of take away market share from something when their game is so tight, right? So, I think you're gonna have to see like if you're gonna have like a dedicated platform on Neutron, it needs to differentiate itself. I don't think most. You know, projects going to be able to.
I would have thought Necropolis and Backbone Labs would have reached out to you guys by now. Has that happened or not? Do you know?
I've never heard of the first one. I think we've been in touch with Backbone, but I think they had like some sort of plans around.
No, Backbone Necropolis is Backbone's launchpad.
Right. I wasn't aware of that. I've heard the name Backbone knocking around. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with that. Like I say, it tends to go through like through the grants program, and I get wind of bits and pieces, but I'm not directly involved.
Okay. I mean, you know, Rack FM asks questions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how we.
That's why I don't come on too much anymore.
I have to say, like, the biggest disappointment for me has been NFTs on Celestia.
Spit out my fucking coffee when you just said that. That's why I don't come on anymore.
You know, I'm only joking. I'm going to be back again on Friday. We've got Astroport on Friday, have we, Robbo?
We have, mate. We've got the full team on. This is a week-long run-up. Imagine the fucking work that, like, you didn't want to be a pleb on that space. Like, seriously, that is the fucking space to not be a pleb on. So that's like a week-long run-up. I have to say, man, so in Tank, I'm going to ask, and Ollie is, Brian as well. I want to hear from Brian on this point as well. They're all, at the minute, though, these protocols, vastly overvalued. Like Celestia. Like, how the fuck it's still nearly like $10. I have to say, like, Neutron is a fucking decent bet at these rates. Like, even though it's just had a nice little like upturn recently, like, if you'd bought that recent peak or bottom, you're like sitting like happy if you bought a few K. But Brian, you know, I got shit for making a comment the other week about, you know, Celestia tier, DYM, et cetera, being like massively overpriced. Sui, Aptos, like even C, you know, because there's very little of the underlying fucking culture actually going on. And that is the NFT, like crackers, like that's where the NFT bridges the gap, isn't it? Between like plebs and culture.
Maybe all of the ones that you just kind of laid out there are like hyper financialized VC chains, where they hired some of the best market makers in the world, and they're very well capitalized and very smart around running. Like,
so does the current, all right, Brian, does the current TVL equal the valuation? Yes or no?
No.
At this current.
No, we don't have relative value like mechanics yet for chains. We just don't. Like if you like some of those chains you mentioned are pretty much like hyper capitalized meme coins with future speculation, and they have enough capital to basically run games. And the types of games that some of these chains run, and I saw it from the inside of one chain, what is basically like, hey, we're gonna buy $100,000 marketing partnership, and we're gonna make that announcement, and it's gonna pump our token, you know, 5 to 10% in a day, and then we're going to sell down on that buy pressure on that announcement and then hold those funds. So it's basically like this marketing attention economy pump and dump, like micro pump and dumps. So like when a chain invests in a racing organization, in a sailing organization, what they're basically doing is they're spending this money to raise the attention, and everybody's like, oh, they're doing big things, let me buy in. Starbucks. look, like, you know, I had somebody at Google tell me we are not going to longer announce any announcements with that we're scanning. We're going to scan all the chains, but we're not going to announce it anymore because there was a 15% rise of Polygon token after the Google announcement that they're going to start indexing the RPC nodes of Polygon. And then Polygon, what do? They just sell into it, right? So you have two types of games. You have like a relative value game, which is like transaction volume, gas fees, premium block space. Like, we're going to build apps, we're going to build community, we're going to build people that things actually want to use. That's like the long-term game. The short-term game is, how do I get enough marketing and attention to pump my token so that I can sell into it and do some financialization on downside protection, so I can protect my token price on the downside. So you have two separate games at the same time.
1,000% on the racing. That racing analogy was fucking spot on there, Brian.
Yeah, man.
And not just that. He's on the money.
From winning races, you're making money from people being like, oh shit, that's the Ducati or that's the whatever that just won. Now your sales go up because that people buy merch, because of that people buy your parts, because of that whatever.
But the difference in this cycle compared to the last cycle is very few of us knew any of this shit. The weird thing is, because we've been through the cycles and we've been through the depths of the burrow room of government, like, we know this shit is on the money. Like no one's saying the quiet part out loud. And that's what you've just heard there. Like, would you agree, Soy, or not? That's the quiet part out loud, right?
Yeah, sorry, mate. I wasn't listening there, sorry.
He's not going to be able to respond to that as part of a chain. Like, so Neutron's taking the trying to get to premium block space, right? Like, that's their tactic. I don't see Neutron on billboards. I don't see big like side events at crypto conferences for Neutron. I don't see any of that. So they're not playing the marketing attention economy game. They're playing how can we get transaction volume? How can we get our commodity block space to premium block space game? That's the game that they're playing. And that's like a long-term game. And the question, like, not to be critical or whatever, the question is do they have enough capital? Do they have enough ammo in the tank to make enough bets that their commodity block space will become premium block space before they run out of cash and they run out of the valuation of their token? That's the game that they're playing.
Before we ask Soy the question then, Brian, in your opinion, were Neutron like not always like that player? Weren't they always like the counter, like active, like shit to what we've always seen before? No,
there's a couple that have succeeded at this. Chains that have succeeded at this. So, a couple.
Wait a minute, Brian. Wait a minute. Aren't they born from core infra? Aren't Neutron born from core infra? So they're not just some like plebs who thought, oh, we'll do this. Like these are born, like these kids have like started at the fucking bottom and then like built shit from the bottom upwards, right? From what I know, anyway.
Dude, infra doesn't matter, man. I got to tell you, like, unless there's like a brand new unlock.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Tell me why infra doesn't matter.
Because,
tell me why infra doesn't
matter. Because the infra railroad has to unlock a brand new app that people use that turn commodity block space into premium block space. What is the infra change that added the unlock? Like, can you tell me that?
All right. Well, there is some stuff here. I mean, this is actually kind of central to our sort of thesis, really. So for example, like, we're going to be the first L1 to have Slinky Oracle, right? So Slinky Oracle is going to bring oracles on chain, massively reduces like the risk of oracle attacks. It's something that, for example, like Mars really wanted Slinky because it's just infinitely better for running a perps project, right? And so that's what we did. We made sure that we got Slinky. And so basically now any builder coming to Neutron has that in their toolkit. And it's not just Slinky, it's, you know, it's Block SDK, it's all this other, you know, bridging stuff that enable you to build better apps, basically.
All right, I'm not going to try, dude, Soy, I like you and I like Neutron, but let me be very, very real here. What you're telling me is an insurance product and something that is reducing risk. Like, you're not telling me this infra unlocked a whole new audience and then a whole new type of app to be built. That's not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing it's going to be safer and more risk-adjusted returns.
I can understand that that's why you're hearing that. I'm not going to say that, like, for example, Slinky is going to revolutionize, you know, what people are able to build, although people will be able to build better products with it, you know, better price fees, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of it, some risk stuff, but you know, ultimately the infra is going to determine to an extent like what you're able to build, right? And so we will keep iterating on that. It's not like we're like, you know, we've got Slinky, we're going to stop now, people just sort of build what they can with the current toolkit. You know, that toolkit will keep developing, and if there's something that enables builders to build better products, we will do it and we'll provide it for them. And that's basically what I'm trying to say.
Cool. Let me give you an example of that's not Neutron related, so we can kind of like it'd be a little bit more meta here. What apps do exist right now that require zero knowledge proof? I can't find any. Like, literally can't find any apps.
Well, that's because generally there's a spectrum of privacy solutions that you can have. Like, if you can use ZK rollups, you can probably use something. There's probably another tech stack that you can use as well.
But here's a big giant for 18 months, 2 years, big giant ZK narrative of how it's going to change and it's going to do all these unlocks. I don't see one that this is a big infra change. Yes, it's a revolution. I get it. It's cool tech, whatever. But it didn't actually add into an application unlock that brought a shit ton of new users, in my opinion. I could be wrong.
I think that's probably like a valid point, but that doesn't mean to say that, you know, every piece of infra you know, isn't going to improve what is possible. You know, like without a doubt, you know, the toolkit it available to you, you know, it is going to determine ultimately the product you can produce. It's not in, not just in blockchain. You know, if I want to be a carpenter, I can probably make better stuff with better tools, right? And so that's just for me fairly logical. I can understand some sort of skepticism and you know, appreciate, like, in terms of like some of the stuff that's being made available, you know, it's not going to change the world. But I think the premise that better tools equals better products is fairly difficult to argue against.
Yeah, that's not arguing against.
Brian, that's a good one, mate. Wait, better tools versus, like, what were you saying? Sorry, you say that again, just so the audience can hear. You think better tools don't equal... Is that right?
No, I said that ultimately, if you give people better tools, you can build better stuff.
Okay, well, check that one on the replay.
That's hard to argue against, right, from a holistic management. What I'm saying is that the tools that have been created thus far, what has that unlocked from, like, an app perspective, from a user perspective? Like, I haven't seen the correlation there. It's just my opinion. Like, yeah, so investing in infra is a long game. And what you're doing is you're betting on devs, and you're betting on the devs are going to be, like, addicted to the tools, and then they're going to get stuck with you. But what I see in the market is, like, Injective going EVM, like Say is going EVM. Like, all of the people that historically built on CosmWasm, they're like, okay, we maxed out our developers. Now we have to go and throw an EVM on top so that we can get more devs. That's what I'm seeing.
To be honest, you're touching on a point there as well, and it's kind of the same issue in that, yeah, it's about attracting more devs, right? So I think, like, there aren't that many unbelievable devs out there. Everybody's competing for them, right? It's very difficult to get people to come and build on your chain. And so how do you do that? You give them the best possible options. You know, you provide info that maybe it's not going to help them make better products, but it's going to make it easier to build what they want to build. And so they're more likely to come to your chain. When you have, like, a community of builders on your chain, then potentially that's going to be more likely to produce that next product, you know, than if there were no builders on your chain. So there's a couple of elements to it. And I go back to what I said early on about this whole, like, slow track, fast track. You know, slow track might be invest in infra with a view to, you know, producing revolutionary products in the next 3, 4, 5 years. But at the same time, it's also going to attract builders who are going to come in and build stuff that give people stuff to do on chain. And we try and do both, like I said, with this fast track, slow track. But infra is a big part of that, however you look at it, in my opinion.
Yeah, potentially. We'll see. It's a long-term bet.
I mean, Brian, where else do these convos, like, take place? Like, seriously,
heads of ecosystem, if you have them in a group meeting, they have to put on their corporate shield and be like, oh, we have the best tech. They're like, but you get these people in a one-on-one meeting and be like, bro, I don't have any more devs. There's, like, we literally talk to every single team in the space. What do I do? I'm like, you gotta move on, bro. You either have to go young.
What I kind of mean, Brian, is that, like, Yeto peer speaking, nobody's like, oh, this is alpha growth speaking, right? Soy's up here, he's speaking. Nobody's thinking like, oh, it's Neutron speaking.
Yeah.
Red Eye's up here, nobody's thinking it's like shared product. Like, that's what I'm saying. Rack FM is everyone's home, and it needs to be very evident with anyone, any pleb cunt listening that wants to complain or, like, be like, oh, like, literally, we just open the door. We don't choose the revelers that decide to join the party, but at the end of the day, by having a platform like this where you can fucking speak, like, it's like, how can I say this? Yous have got the freedom, and you know this, to be not associated with your project. And that's incredibly important, because then we do feel like you're being objective or whatever. You guys get it, right? Because that's why you come back. You know what I mean? Sorry, I have to give a shout. I'm Bruce and others and Red Eye. Project people, you know.
Yeah, mate. I think we all appreciate it. And that's why, you know, I was happy to sort of intro you to Astroport, because I think these are better spaces. They're more natural spaces. You know, like when I'm a listener, you know, I'd much rather come listen to, like, a Rack FM than a, you know, a Project Shield space. And there's a time and a place for those as well. But you know, Rack FM's the real meta, isn't it? Let's face it.
Mate, it's like, I want this whole thing to be a holiday camp for everybody. Devs, community people, blah, blah, whatever it is. Like, just create that, like, what was it, Soy, when we were growing up? Heidi-hi, heidi-ho, you know, the holiday camp shit. Like, we keep saying to people, like, Astroport, great crack. Like, what are we going to talk about? Bro, you're sitting around the campfire. No one gives a fuck. Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay.
Well, that's it. And to be honest, like, it's a two-way street. Like, I was in Dubai recently and met a lot of the Astroport team, and they're good guys, you know, but maybe, like, they don't kind of get the chance to sort of get the platform to come across that way because it's all this sort of, like, corporate spaces and stuff, right? So I really, really kind of excited to see that one. I think
at least looking from the outside in, that's what it looks like. It could be different, you know, obviously. But
guys, this is rad. I got 6 hours of meetings now. Wish me luck. This has been fun. Thanks, Robo.
Good luck, Brian. Stay strong. You can do it.
Total change of topic. Robo, have you been following the new rap beef going on, listening to any new music?
Bro, can you hear? Fucking hell, man! I got the. Has anyone ever hosted a spaces like when you fucking your mute gets stuck and like, you've muted yourself, and then people are speaking or engaging, and you're like, you hit the unmute and it doesn't work for like a couple of minutes. You start. The feeling is like insane. Red Eye, I was like panicking. What did you say there, bro? Shout out Brian, by the way. Always
with Brian. Have you been listening to any of the new rap beef? Like any of the new songs coming out from Kendrick?
Well, Drake and that, you know. Oh, I've only been Drake and that.
Yeah. I couldn't give a shit about the drama, but I like the music that's coming from it.
I have to say, like, Drake and fuck right off. Like, I've been one of his biggest opponents from day one. Never had an ounce of, like, respect or adulation for the man. If anyone, like, knows, if you go and listen to, like, Tony Yeo and them, and A50 and them, like, speak anything about Drake, like, fuck Drake. That's all I got to say. If you're a Drake fan, great. You're not my kind of, like, dude. Like, I'd placate you in a Rogan restaurant or something, like, but, like, bro, I'm not going to go out on the piss with you. So, yeah, Red Eye, that's my opinion on what's happening with Drake right now. And I could go into some dark shit, but I won't.
I'll just say I like what Kendrick's been pushing out a little bit better. But yeah, I was just curious.
Dude, is it like Drake's the only famous Canadian rapper like ever or what? I mean, what's the story there?
He might be the most famous Canadian ever. Other than maybe Justin Trudeau, just because people hate him.
Oh, I don't know. Wait, you said Justin Trudeau. I thought you were going to say Justin Bieber.
Yeah, I guess that would be another. Yeah.
Hey, let's be honest. Drake sold his soul a long time ago, right? Good luck. Like, I think we kind of, like, know the people in the industry, like, in the, you know, who haven't done it. The people who haven't had the breaks, like Finn, Pleb. By the way, listen. I'm so excited. There's a tune gonna drop of Finn and this bird on this mic. Oh my fucking God. I think it's probably like I literally DM'd it today saying, dude, this is gonna be my alarm clock. I think I like Finn's non-crypto raps better than I like his crypto raps. There you go. Wait till you listen to Sailor singing this chorus with him. Oh, this like duet he does. And Finn actually sings at the beginning as well of the chorus. Oh my God. He's like, Robbo, be careful what you do with this. And I'm like, I'm just looking at him, you know, has anybody seen the emoji of the dude with a baseball bat just hitting the ball out the park? And like looking at, you know, the dude looking at the ball out the park. Like, that's the emoji I sent him. I hope he's all in the Dow. Bruce, are you in the Dow or not? So we fucking we'll find out with me. Yes, cunt, you're all whitelisted. So have you minted your fucking EP yet? Cunt face.
This is the second time you give me shit about this in the last half an hour. I'll do it when I get off this call.
Oh, yeah, all right. He's not allowed on fucking Stargaze on company internet. That's what it is. He has to wait for break time, small break. And go He goes out the back on his Leap Mobile on his Samsung Galaxy S2 and he's going to try in his break on his 3G, Klebkund. He's going to try and like mint. Anyway, Red Eye.
That was great.
I didn't have to be happy.
That was great. Sorry about that. No, I will also do it today. I'm not allowed on Stargaze during company time, just Stash. So I got to figure out.
Your man, J.S. Miles is minted. He wants to be in the DAO. I'll tell you what. It's all, like people like are like, oh, you've created a DAO. Oh, you've been like, we're like, no, dude, you realize we created the DAO for fun.
Well, I told Finn this the other day. I just asked him to send me one of his wallet addresses. And I think I talked about this last time I was on here, but I was like, just because I think it was also another NFT collection I was talking to about this. I was like, just because I don't participate in your whitelist, or I might not do like all the things that you want me to do as like a prospective consumer of your product, that doesn't mean I don't support you. Like I've given donations to Fen multiple times, and I think I only have one of the singles that I actually minted. I've gone and listened to all of them one way or another. But yeah, it's like, I just wanted to put that out there. Like, love what you guys do. I might not be the best at following up with minting and joining all these groups.
Just drop your addy in the fucking DMs and we'll fucking airdrop you, you pleb cunt. We'll have to go to governance, but we'll do it. Yeah. Same for anyone. Anyone in the room who hasn't got an EP, I DM your address and we'll fucking do a fucking airdrop for anyone in the room right now. Fuck it. Why not? I'd love to. I mean, look who's in the room. Look at Risby and that down there, man. I mean, I know Mr. Fox and them's in, but fucking Risby and shit.
You know what I was plebs thinking? There, like, Carter and I were
these
joking.
Are the, no, but Risby and Home Pleb and them are the people we want in the DAO. Like, we want the, like, these are the people we want making the decisions on, like, what's going to happen, you know? So, like, Red Eye, you know the story with BBG or not? Beats by Governance.
I do not.
I just think it's pretty cool. Like, for people that don't know, it costs Finn anywhere between about $800 and $1,400 for a set of beats for an EP if he doesn't make them himself. Now, Finn doesn't like making his own beats, actually, which is quite like another like caveat to the story. But I have said this before in a space, I shit myself. The day like Finn sent me the receipts for the like beats and he's like, oh, you want to see what we actually pay? And I was like, whoa, like EP2, the one we've just done, for people that do not know, it was $1,200 for the four beats alone, because they were all created, right, by your man, 12 of them, right? It was $1,200. We paid Ambido $450 up front. We were $1,650 deep in the project before we even started. And that's not even talking about like time or fucking marketing. Like, I wish people just knew how fucking, like, I spent 2 days and 20 fucking hours to get this EP out here after Timmy had already produced it with fucking compressions and testnets and everything. Like, literally, I fucking tank knows this. Anyone at Bruce knows this. Anyone who's ever launched an NFT project or been involved in this kind of drama and saw you with the Genesis and everything, like, fuck you, cunts, man. Like, outside of the, like, I was an outsider in the blockchain world and I've only became an insider, like, with Finn's music. As an outsider, I would have been oblivious to the amount of graft and workload that you cunts don't even see behind the scenes. Tank, Red Eye, Soy, Bruce. Well, got in that order, Tank, you know, people didn't realize in the background the fucking work goes in when you're like involved or you're not invested in any of these like projects and you're trying to like build shit, right? You fucking know.
Yeah, I mean, it takes, if you care. I mean, there's some people that, dude, let's be real. There's the flip side to that conversation too. There's a lot of people that just lickety split, they fucking throw some shit out there. Sometimes it sticks, sometimes it doesn't, right? It's a numbers game. But when you really care about your craft, like you put equity into it, right? It could be just time, it could be financials and stuff like that, but you definitely do sacrifice, man. But what's that old saying? No glory without sacrifice. Like, you know, hey, if it's worth anything, It's going to be a grind.
Dude, I did the initial Stargaze airdrop data in advance, but only based on the first three singles. So, like, I was like, okay, if you wait the last minute, you're going to have to do the whole thing. So, like, if you check, like, the three and then have the comparative with, like, everyone who's minted, like, the fourth, you'll be able to cross-references and get, like, the numbers of the airdrop. Holy fuck. I wish people even knew the amount of fucking work that even us, like, and what a fatal mistake. What happened? I did all that work, probably about, with breaks, 8 hours, without breaks, 6 hours. I probably did all that work, putting the airdrop data together, and then you know what happened, right? And me and Finn started seeing it. There started to be, like, secondaries and movements and, like, I was like, well, like, we did, like, what, 5 sales on fucking Cosmos of War, the first single, like, nearly, like, 5 chaos. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then you've just got to start. Like, so working with, I mean, what did we even do? Like, can AI not control spreadsheets? Can anyone tell me why is it 2024 and we're reliant on a spreadsheet? Because I AI can't do this
make your
anymore.
Guys' beats? Why are you guys spending so much?
We're all on a rope AI right beats? Now. Finn won't have AI beats anywhere near him. He won't even have fucking AI art, like. But AI beats, he's going to probably punch me in the face, like, if I'm honest. And you can ask him, like, next time. Bruce, over to you. Because I've had enough of this cunt, like, altogether. Like, I can't even go there.
Because Finn is a guy, a man that is stuck in the world of principles.
And he's like a perfectionist. He's like an old school, like, perfectionist. Like, Finn's that old school. He doesn't even use a checkbook. I mean, fucking.
Finn, you say he doesn't use one or does?
Yeah.
Doesn't use one? I only taught Finn what a QR code was fucking 4 months ago. You're not going to, honestly, you wouldn't believe it. All right, Bruce.
Well, I think, like, the different nuances to the question, right? So as a person that had to learn everything while doing and launching a collection, man, it is a hassle. It is a fucking hassle. And, like, the worries about utility and actually trying to create something that has some actual value that isn't just a money grab, that just adds extra difficulty or complexity.
And, you know, the funniest thing is fucking working alongside him is fucking the best fun I've ever had in my fucking life. Like, literally, he'll go to bed and say, bro, please, can I wake up to a normal tail in the morning? And then, like, he wakes up to fucking 19 Rock FM tweets, absolutely burning everyone. And he's like, cheers, bro. Now fuck off while I eat me cornflakes and drown myself if there's enough milk left. Like, it's quite funny. Like, this is what every project should be, shouldn't it, Red Eye? Like, rugging people on your own project is quite funny. Like, it's good humor, like. I don't know.
Yeah, I think especially if you went into it assuming it was a rug, then it can definitely be pretty funny. I was going to say that, you know, in relation to launching products, whether it be something really small, you know, maybe even just like a tool, you know, like some code tooling or an NFT, or maybe you're looking to put out a full ass project. I think what sets, you know, some of the people up here on stage, and I'm sure some of the people listening, what sets us apart is, like, we've seen and maybe even been a part of some shitty launches. And at least for me, I think a lot of what drives me to try and do my best is not wanting to be associated with a shitty project. And a lot of that is just your reputation and trust that you build in this space is so hard to gain, but so easy to lose. And you know, you get lazy, you start cutting corners.
Can I ask a question? What do you think recently Now, I'll give a pretext, you know, some context. Stargaze have started putting the warning up of, you know, unverified, like, social media. Yeah, they've got... But for everyone in the room that might not know, the real reason that that warning is up is because of the amount of messages Stargaze have been getting in the last, like, 6 months regarding refunds, right? So I know we made a joke, and Arvin made the post.
What?
So I want everyone in the room to know, officially from the Stargaze team, right, just so you know, the very reason that warning is on there now is because we're talking thousands. And I'm talking, like, to the virtue of, like, the virtual point of, like, where it was going to cause, like, you know, DDoS, et cetera, right? The whole thing about this. Now, listen. They're a Web3 project. They want us to verify a Web2 account to get verified for the Web3 Mint. Now, our DAO, our RackFM DAO, right, on DAO, yeah, our DAO, has got now well over 100 props, right? Only two of them have ever failed out of 105. I mean, the fucking ratios are just, it's not even a convo. Right. When you want to talk about RackFM, dude, even better. The Auth Z stuff that we've done on RecClips and everything gives us even more. Like, literally, what I'm trying to say to you guys is our workload, our, you know, proof of credibility, our POC, right, on DAO, a Web3, a Web3 platform, should supersede anything that any pleb can do with a fucking email address or a phone number on, like, Twitter. Like, I'm being really serious about this, and this is recorded. Yeah, and I mean, you know, if you get this point in the recording, we've been on for hours. Like, good luck to you, Stargaze, right? But, like, you know, you already know that we are stirring this convo in your, like, little private convos. This is not like I'm not up here being like, oh, you know, that they don't already know. But shit's got to change. Guys, listen. I want to go to the shop, right? I'm gonna have to end this now. Because we have a fucking huge show in an hour. And I don't want to let Scott and Bella down. I think RackFM's lucky and privileged actually to have these two cunts coming on the show. And you know what? It came out of a joke. So, like, we were, like, making a joke, made some tweets, and then they commented, the Dark Side, the podcast or whatever they call it. It looks like pedo to me, podo, isn't it? I have to be careful with that shit, you know. But literally, they were like, oh, why we've never been in the show? And then Finn's was like, well, that's a fucking calendar, help yourself. And then they did. They did. So, like, are we going to roll out the red carpet? We have 1 hour, 45 minutes before Scott and Bella come on. Holy fuck, you think tonight's been good? I can't wait for every controversial take for them. They're Dark Side, you know, Scott and from the Dark Side of the Pod.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't recognize the guy's name. I know his podcast. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, they're on. Him and Bella are on the show in 1 hour and 45 minutes. Actually, I'm fucking pumped.
Right? I'll have to come in afterwards. I got a space that starts in an hour 13. So I'll be 30 minutes late, but I'll join after.
Yeah, nee worries, bro. I'm going to say it's going to be a close mic, but if anybody does have a real point or something, you know what I mean? You people like Bruce and Tank and yourself, mate, and everything, you know, you request a mic and we're like, oh, in the middle of a big interview, like when the players, don't hate the player, hate the game, when the major players like request a mic in the middle of an interview or a particular question, bang, you're up. But, you know, tonight we're going to kind of, like, try and have, I don't know.
But you also got to respect, you know, like, when you have people on, like, there is a time and place for you to come up and ask your question. You guys are doing your thing. Like, we're not here to, like, we're here to support you, whether it's us just shooting the shit up on stage or just listening in to a guest. What, out of curiosity, what are you guys talking about? Just...
So, actually, no, mate, you've hit the nail on the head, and I would love, and this is actually going to be, I'll tell you what, mate, let's make this the finishing comments from all of the panel that's up here, the speakers. RackFM have always, and are at the minute, and are going to continue to get shit because we don't like do all of these deep dive fucking technicalities and blah, 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 right? But at the same time, when we first contact them and we first engage these conversations and that, right? Which is like, bro, we just like want to come and chill around the campfire. Like, Rack FM own the campfire slot. Aye? Our job is to make devs relevant and personable and like get along with them and make shit simple for plebs to understand. We're not trying to do the opposite as hosts, right? Listen to us. We're not trying to make ourselves sound clever. Our core objective, and Bruce will tell you as the next member, is to actually dumb it down a bit and be like upfront about like, oh, we're going to be the lowest fucking IQ. Oh, he's gone. Oh, wow, Bruce. Where you gone, Bruce? Our job, but Bruce will tell you from fucking last year, man, from a year over a year ago, our objective is to make ourselves like the lowest IQ in the room, because that's when the high IQs relax and that's when they open up and that's when you get the best interviews, like the like what you want to see under the hood. So yeah, red eyes, you know what I mean by that?
Oh,
right?
For sure. If your opening question is like, tell us how your tech stack differentiates itself from your top competitors, it's like, oh shit, this is not the conversation I necessarily wanted to have or was prepared to have. Yeah, it's, I think you guys do something really unique. And there's definitely times where I'm like, oh, let me go hear the nitty gritty tech shit because I'm a nerd like that from, you know, spaces that are meant to be like that. But you're not going to really find, I mean, that requires someone that's asking the right questions as well. Like, you can be curious and not ask the right questions and not get the answer you want. So like, I think that's what you guys do well, is you focus on the personable stuff and you ask the right questions. So I think it's a, you know, a two part thing.
Yeah, man, I will say, I will relate that comment to like when we did the Dove and Carter interview last year. And we did like the big like Make-A-Wish Foundation thing for Ambedo. Like, as long as you're getting the giggles, as long as you're getting the laugh, all right, do we push boundaries? Maybe. Is that a problem? Well, for you, yeah, that's like, that's not our issue, is it? You got, you know, daddy problems or whatever. But like, you know, the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and like, we were kind of like, we were like the Dove and Carter, like in the chat, we were like, we're not sure what like terminal disease the cunt has got. But he's been like asking for this for a year and he's still here. It's like, it's a little bit like that Ricky Gervais type, like, I don't know, some people get it. And then like, but the thing is, how can you take Rack FM seriously? I mean, I, like literally when I give Bruce a shout out down there, like that is a shout out, because Bruce came into like the Rack FM with his interview style, his little monikers, like bang, like a fucking breath of fresh air, bang, just got it. Like seriously, like that's the shit that I was talking about Bruce earlier. But yeah, man, we're gonna end it because I'm on another show in 1 hour and 10 minutes. I need a bowl of noodles. Soy, it's been amazing. Fucking nearly like what, 3.5 hours? Neutrons come up a lot. Any closing words, Soy, before we fuck off?
Not a neutron. I was going to say, you want to check out Zach XBT's latest post today. I think you'll find it interesting.
Oh my god! How many fucking millions has he blocked? No, mate, like fucking out to the Lazarus group.
It's his lifestyle. Apparently, he's been living in Thailand since 2017, and he's basically saying everyone moves to Thailand, like reduce your cost of living and buy blue chips. That's how you make it.
I met him about 7.5 months ago, but I'm not allowed to tell you. Oh, I will say one thing about Zach. I will say one thing about Zach. Like, if anyone knows, he travels at all times with 4 bodyguards. Like, for anyone that does know, like, he's got big ass fucking one of the cunts, this Maori fucker, his entire face is covered in tats. You want to see this cunt? And he wears like 1980s shells. No. Sorry, I'm not shitting you.
He's still eating $2 chicken and rice, though.
Zach took us out for a night out one night, but like that's another convo. Like, if anyone's got the Rack FM login, you can go and check.
Now, would you be more afraid of that or someone walking with like 2 Winstons next to them? You know, one in each.
You know how I'd be more worried about is fucking signal. I'll tell you, and I know how I'd be more worried about is fucking Soy, So he's like 6'7" and built like a fucking hedge end. Like, you want to say this cunt? I tell you what, Signal, he's like 6 inches smaller than me. And I looked at him and I went, fuck, I want none of that shit. Trust me, the man's built like a fucking, you know, the trees that chopped down in Canada, you know, them big trees that chopped, yeah, you say the Canadian.
Yeah, that's maybe why he's big. He's been living near the Redwoods for.
Isn't it? It's like Canadians are the same as Kiwis. Like Kiwis, when you meet them, they're fucking gigantic cunts. Like, it's the same way, like Canadians. Like these British Columbian fuckers up there in the fucking forest. I mean, they're north of Portland. How, like,
from Portland that that fucking Finn is stirring up. You know, he's getting like the northwest winds. The smells.
Are we rugged?
I think we're.
Well, oh, sorry, I'm muted. Wait, oh, sorry. I'm muted. Wait, I don't know where. I'm muted. I don't know where I got my story. So I'll continue from the beginning. The funniest thing ever, Finn's mum is flying into Deer. Yesterday, she sends him a message like, can we get to your house without driving through Portland? And Finn's like, yeah, but it's going to take about 5.5 hours. And she's like, fuck that. Okay, like, we'll risk it. We're like, literally, like, she flew in, God bless her, this morning from Montana. And like, he's like, last night, he's like, check this shit out. Like, I'm dying. I'm like, oh my fucking goodness. Your woman wants to take like a 5-hour detour. So like Portland, they've just burnt like 10 police cars in the street as like a protest or something. Like, I don't even know what to say. It's funny though. Like, if you're not laughing at Finn's mom ringing him on the day she's flying saying, son, can we take a 5-hour detour? So we drive through Portland and he's like, well, mum, let's take the hit. Let's take. Oh, this is so real. Imagine.
You probably live in Portland.
Oh, sorry, dude. I tried to mute myself. What was that?
You're not laughing. Portland, you probably just live in Portland.
Mate, did you see the fucking video of the cops on the unicycles or not? Like, juggling in the hot pants and that. So that, like, dude, knee shit. There's this like welcome to Portland fucking tourist video where the fucking cops like drive along the street on a unicycle. There's about 5 of them, 6 of them, past fireworks, and they're juggling in hot pants. Bro, I mean, you know, Rack FM's not going to come up here and be like, oh, dude, and then not have the receipts, right? Like, everybody who comes on Rack FM's like, there's receipts. Like, that's the. Wait. Oh, fuck. Shit. Is it the Omnispace? Guys, I'm going to go. Holy fuck. I didn't even know it was Omnispace. How bad of Rack FM? Shit. Someone should have reminded us. Is it? Or is that tomorrow? What's tomorrow? Fuck, I thought we were dick riding there, people. Anyway, right, quickly. Soy, Red Eye, we're finished. Ending. Dear Smiles, cheers for sticking in the dough. Bruce, get your ass in there. We're coming. Take care, fellas. Good night and God bless. And Soy, we'll hook up later, but oh, what a jet. Don't fade fucking Neutron. In fact, fucking ape in the cunt. Because, like, we are. Good night, God bless.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days. Got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap. Yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs.
I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lay stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Spaces.